So you stimulate interest to get someone's attention. Then the next step, the second step of selling, is to transition interest. And the way we transition interest is to ask open-ended questions to find out two things. What do you like and what don't you like about this? See, if I can keep asking open-ended questions, being more interested than interesting as a salesperson, if I can say, oh, what do you like about, what are you doing today? See, I'm the easiest salesman in the world, right? You give me anything to sell, I'll sell it to you. Let's take, you know, a car. You want me to sell a car? That red Porsche over there? Not a problem, right? Roger, what do you drive?
Prius.
What do you like about it?
Gas and accessibility.
Accessibility and gas. What don't you like about it?
Way it looks.
Would it help you if I gave you, that I was able to provide you a car that had better accessibility, right? Better, whatever the other thing is, and it was the best looking car on the road? That's transitioning interest. I didn't sell him anything. I asked him questions. And if he said, nah, you know, I'm really not interested, or how much, then I can say, well, let's talk about the value of the way it looks, right? What are you going to use it? Well, have you ever thought about when you drive up in a car that has that look, the people you attract, and you're in this business that one high net wealth individual extra a week would equate into an extra $10, $20, $50, $100,000, whatever it may be. Right, I talk about taste sweat all the time, you know, buying things that you want. Why? Because money is important because it buys the things that you want for the right reasons. So transition interest is through open-ended questions and leading questions. And the key to it, believe it or not, is you're really delving into getting someone to call you back. If someone calls you back, emails you back, or DMs you back, they have an open mind. Open-minded people have an open heart because they're connected. Open hearts have open hands that give and receive. So my only qualification in sales always is, do you have an open mind? So stimulating interest, I'm testing to see if you have an open mind. Transitioning interest, I see if you have an open mind. If you don't have an open mind and you tell me, I love my car, why you ask? Oh, I was just curious, you know, if it would help you if you had a car that maybe had more prestige so that you could have a higher net worth branding of yourself to get higher net worth clients because you're in real estate or whatever it is. Do you see a quantitative value to that? No, I'm not interested. Fuck off. All right, terrific. But you know how many people find that challenging and spend 80% of their time chasing a closed mind? It takes 1,000 times minimum the effort to re-engineer a closed mind than it does an open mind. So all I'm looking for in the stimulating interest, in the second step, transitioning interest, is, do you have an open mind?